Manu Patra alerts dated the 13th of August 2019. Apex Court has refused to pass immediate directions on a plea for lifting all restrictions imposed after the abrogation of Article 370 of Constitution of India, 1950 in Jammu and Kashmir. Terming the present situation in Valley as very sensitive, the court also said that it is in favour of the restoration of normalcy, but the same cannot be at the cost of lives. Apex Court has declined to direct the Uttar Pradesh government to file a report regarding the status of 20 cases registered against the Unnao rape survivor and her family members. The court said that they don't want to widen the scope and interfere in other cases lodged against them in the state. Supreme Court has pulled up Noida and Greater Noida authorities, warning officials of serious consequences including jail time if the recent court order giving succor to Amrapali home buyers is not complied with. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea to reopen the Assam National Register of Citizens, NRC, exercise and said there would be no sample re-verification of the data. The court ruled that the list of those excluded from the final Assam NRC will be published only online on the 31st of August, while hard copies of the inclusions will be handed over to concerned district offices. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has issued stop orders to all illegal lift irrigation schemes undertaken on the Godavari and Penna rivers of Andhra Pradesh after examining a petition filed by former State Minister Vativa Sankumar and Trinath Reddy. Supreme Court has rejected a plea seeking review of its order which had rejected a petition seeking various civil rights such as same-sex marriage, adoption and surrogacy for the LGBTQ community. Delhi High Court has directed internet service providers, ISPs, to block access to websites like Tamil Rockers, EZTV, Kart Movies and Lime Torrents which are allegedly engaged in unauthorized streaming and distribution of movies and television series of production houses like Warner Bros., Universal and Netflix. The court in its interim order has directed the ISPs to block access to all the URLs and IP addresses of these websites. Delhi High Court has ordered the National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, to pay 143 crores rupees to PNCBL, a joint venture firm, in a dispute over a project for widening and strengthening of National Highway 24-4, lane standards from Garhmukteshwar to Moradabad. The court directed NHAI to pay the amount as decided by the arbitrator to the firm and dismissed its plea of delay in completion of work by the company. Delhi High Court has restrained an aviation studies portal from offering counterfeit Vistara branded products on grounds that it posed security risks at airports as it is a distinctive Tata SIA airline trademark in the airline industry. Kerala High Court has ruled that the discretionary power available in the Public Service Commission, PSC, to keep alive a ranked list under the Kerala Public Service Commission rules of procedure cannot be exercised after its expiry. Bombay High Court has granted relief to an individual charged under sections 420 and 465 of Indian Penal Code, 1860 after he was caught driving a vehicle which was not registered. Instead, he had affixed an old car's number plate on it. Delhi High Court is while rejecting a contempt petition held that contempt proceedings could not be used to execute an order of payment whose execution was otherwise prevented by law on account of ongoing insolvency proceedings. Karnataka High Court has directed the University Grants Commission, UGC, to examine a representation made by the National Law School of India University, NLSIU, Bangalore seeking approval to two courses, that is Postgraduate Diploma in Consumer Law and Practice and Postgraduate Diploma in Cyber Law and Cyber Forensics. Competition Commission of India has imposed a penalty of nearly 14 crore rupees on Jayaprakash Associates for abusing its dominant market position by imposing unfair and discriminatory conditions on home buyers. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed Haryana State Pollution Control Board to calculate environment compensation charges to be recovered from the polluting industries. District Consumer Dispute Raid Race Sal Forum, Delhi has summoned department store, Shoppers Stop over a complaint filed against it for charging a customer for a carry bag.